lively atmosphere at this year's Oyster Festival was undeniable. Meat enthusiast Paul Cook gives insight on the strange edibles displayed at his store.
We've actually got some really, really unusual stuff. So if you're here for a meal, then I can fix you up with a meal, alpaca burgers or a zebra. But if you just want a snack, maybe a packet of worm crisps, scorpion toffee for something sweet, or even a Vulcaned scorpion lolly, just to finish the day off for you.
Despite those who take an unethical stand against manufacturing endangered animal meat, Paul explains why it is both necessary and normal.
I get often asked the question, surely these are endangered species, how can you eat them? How can you eat zebra, for example, or the crocodile? Well, crocodile, first of all, is actually farmed. So it's farmed the same as we keep cows and sheep and pigs in this country. Things like the zebra, for example, if we don't control the numbers of zebra, they will just wipe out every bit of food that's there, and there won't be enough food left for the smaller antelopes or for other animals.
He then comments on its economic and environmental implications.
If you're going to control the numbers, then why not sell the products, and that money goes back into jobs, it goes into conservation, and it certainly helps areas and people in the countries where they're not as wealthy as we are here in the UK.
With an outstanding turnout, coupled with eclectic eats, the Falmouth Oyster Festival surely set the benchmark for future festivities. Zanda Simamane, BBC Radio Cornwall.